My name is Paris Miller-Fushi, and I am running for Chapel Hill Town Council. I'm running for re-election to continue building a Chapel Hill where everyone can thrive. My vision is built on three interconnected key priorities: smart, resilient growth, affordability, climate action, and resilience. Smart, resilient growth. You know, Chapel Hill has been grappling with how to develop to meet the moment. By enacting a land use management ordinance that delivers on our complete community strategy, we will mandate housing justice and affordability, incentivize diverse housing types, and ensure all new development is transit-oriented, climate-resilient, and protected from flood risks. This update is essential to tackle our biggest challenges head-on. Our current rules are outdated and hold us back. A new LUMO is our most powerful tool to address the housing crisis directly. This is how we build a complete community with accessible parks and greenways that connect us, ready to meet this moment. When we think about affordability here in Chapel Hill, we have moved from vision to results. But the work isn't done. In my next term, I will continue to fight to expand deep affordability by targeting housing production at 30% AMI. We also need to overhaul our town-owned public housing to ensure dignity for all residents. And we have to prevent displacement and fix unfair tax burdens. As a Northside resident, I've seen firsthand how inequitable tax valuations push people out. And I'll work directly with the county to end the use of large student rentals as comparables for modest family homes. You know, Chapel Hill's homeowners bear too much of the tax burden, and I'll work to diversify our tax base. That's why complete communities and commercial integration into our developments is one of my main priorities. Looking at climate action and resilience, you know, our recent storms like Tropical Storm Chantel are stark reminders that climate change is here. And we will continue to advance climate action across three key areas. Accelerating our clean energy transition. What does that look like? It looks like us converting our town buildings to high efficiency LED standards, continuing to install EV charging infrastructure, building out our north-south rapid transit system, and transitioning our bus fleet to electric vehicles. It also looks like building climate smart communities where our land use policies are critical. And finally, we have to continue to confront the legacy of pollution while also advancing justice. The coal ash at 828 MLK is a pressing challenge, and I will continue to follow the science and prioritize our community's safety, ensuring that environmental justice is at the core of our remediation efforts and all of our climate work. So balancing essential services with fiscal responsibility is our central challenge. Recent tax increases were a difficult but necessary step to address years of deferred needs and fund core priorities like competitive staff pay. My approach is making strategic investments that rests on three key actions: sustaining essential services, keep growing our commercial tax base, and finally, diversify our funding by aggressively pursuing grants, public-private partnerships, and town-gown relations with UNC on strategic projects. My commitment is to prudent fiscal management that invests in our community's needs today while building a more diverse and resilient economy for tomorrow. Looking at our values, as an educator, I understand how systems and power works. And as a student of Black liberation and the labor movement, I'm inspired by a legacy of those who challenge them. You know, my work is about continuing that fight. Chapel Hill deserves elected officials who work on behalf of the public, and that includes our immigrant communities and our unhoused neighbors. We need to ensure that Chapel Hill is a Fourth Amendment workplace. And when law enforcement agencies are constrained by reigning anti-immigration legislation, our supportive services have to step up. Also, I will marshal the political will to end homelessness by treating it as the systemic failure that it is, not by criminalizing human suffering. And finally, the attacks on our LGBTQ communities are part of a broader agenda to strip away basic human rights from anyone who does not conform to a narrow, oppressive ideal. This is about control, and we must recognize the patterns. When voters see my name on the ballot, I want them to think of a resolute leader that delivers tangible progress. Someone whose work is guided by a simple belief that our policies should be acts of love and care for our community, where we're building a community that cares for all of us and not just a few of us. And at this time when our fundamental rights are under attack, our local government is the last line of defense. I'm Paris Miller-Fouché, and I'm asking for your vote.